This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Officials in southwestern Montana are investigating after a man shot and killed his wife and three children, set a fire in the family's one-room cabin, and then killed himself. Anaconda Deer Lodge Police Chief Tim Barkell says the shootings happened Sunday morning at a cabin about 15 miles southeast of Deer Lodge. Detective Steve Barkley said an investigation determined the man shot his wife and one-year-old child inside, then went outside and shot two more children, ages 4 and 6. He carried the bodies of the children inside and laid them down on a bed. Officials say he then set fire to a chair and shot himself. Coroner Jerry Thomas says the man was 59 and his wife was 37. They reportedly had lived in the cabin full-time for a couple of years. The U.S. government has made offers worth more than $230 million to nearly 12,000 landowners on the Fort Peck and Fort Belknap reservations to buy fractionated parcels of land and turn them over to tribal governments. The nationwide land buyback program is the second phase of a $3.4 billion class action lawsuit settlement over the mismanagement of royalties held in trust for Indian landowners by the government. The program aims to buy land parcels owned by multiple individuals, sometimes hundreds or thousands of people, and turn them over to tribal governments. Department of Interior officials said yesterday they were expanding the effort to include properties with buildings, homes, and other structures. Fort Peck landowners have until July 18th to accept offers. Fort Belknap landowners have until July 30th. An officer at Malmstrom Air Force Base in Great Falls has pleaded guilty to several drug charges. The Great Falls Tribune reports First Lieutenant Michael Alonso pleaded guilty yesterday to conspiracy, wrongful possession, use and distribution of ecstasy. His sentence includes a reprimand, forfeiture of all pay and allowances, 3 months of confinement, and dismissal from the Air Force. The charges were a result of a criminal investigation launched by the Air Force last year that implicated nearly 100 officers who guard the nation's land-based nuclear missiles. Charging documents in Alonso's case included travel to California and conspiring with another airman to acquire drugs to take back to Montana. During the court-martial, Alonso said he agreed to buy ecstasy for two lieutenants, also assigned to the 12th Missile Squadron. A federal judge in Montana will decide how long former billionaire Tim Blixeth will remain in jail now that an appeals court rejected the fallen real estate mogul's plea to be released. Blixeth has been jailed since April 20th. The judge gave the creditors until June 12th to review 9,000 pages of documents Blixeth submitted last week. A Great Falls woman has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for her role in the methadone overdose death of a 19-year-old man last year. The Great Falls Tribune reports 50-year-old Cheryl Daigle was sentenced under a plea agreement. She acknowledged giving Cody Evans 6 or 7 methadone pills on April 21st of 2014 before telling him to go easy on the stuff. He was found dead the next day. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials say poachers killed a female black bear near St. Regis, leaving the carcass and two abandoned cubs behind. Wardens say the bear was killed sometime between May 31st and June 3rd. A group of people on ATVs discovered the dead bear. One of the cubs died of malnourishment. The second was taken to a wildlife rehab center in Helena. The Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis is starting the search for a new president. Current president Narayana Coker-Lakota announced in December he'll step down when his current term ends. Coker-Lakota has accepted a position with the University of Rochester and will start there in early 2016. The Minneapolis Fed said Monday the search committee will be led by directors Mei Kao Hong and Randall Hogan. The committee includes the bank's Class B and C directors who are not affiliated with a supervised entity. The search firm Spencer Stewart will provide the search committee with applicants' resumes and conduct background checks. The Minneapolis Fed has one branch in Montana and serves Minnesota, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, 26 counties in northwestern Wisconsin, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. A Bozeman daycare provider faces a felony charge after a 6-month-old in her care suffered a broken leg. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports prosecutors filed a charge of felony assault on a minor against Erin Renee Cooper. She's scheduled to make an initial appearance in district court July 1st. The boy's mother told investigators that Cooper told her she was changing the boy's diaper January 29th when she heard a pop. Cooper called the boy's mother, who took him to the hospital. Charging documents say Cooper suggested that the boy's leg had been broken earlier and that she aggravated the injury, or that possibly another child broke the baby's femur. Court records say a medical expert found that the boy's injury was due to, quote, non-accidental trauma. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.